You're in uniform, too, so it doesn't seem quite right to call you Mila. Should I call you ma'am, perhaps? Tina was smiling, clearly amused at the idea. Oh, no, no, no. Don't call me ma'am. I'm enlisted, which means I work for a living. Tina gave her a lopsided grin as they waited for the pedestrian light on the busy corner. Well, Mila it is then, so you have to call me Tina. What would your congregation think? They call me Pastor Tina, except for the members of the auxiliary. She waved an unadorned but elegant hand at her plain robes. I normally don't wear these except during services, but there was a dispute to settle with the decorating committee, and the ladies only listen when I'm all pastory and priesty, as you say. You set them straight before— Oh, hang on! Mila put out a hand to keep Tina from stepping into the street as a late car pushing the red light roared past them. Thanks. I didn't see that coming. Tina gave her shoulders a shake and led the way across the intersection. The last thing I can do with the auxiliary is tell them what to do. That's a fool's errand. All I did was confirm that they were in fact referring to the correct minutes of the meeting in the summertime when they planned out the ribbon colors for the rest of the year. Yes, they had indeed chosen blue for Christmas Eve. Mrs. Stewart thought it was mocking Hanukkah, and Mrs. Wobuchek felt it was a nice tribute to the pagan aspects of the season. I saw the funeral out the window, and I ran for it. Even now, my phone is vibrating nonstop. Well, that could be... Mila stopped herself just in time. Tina gave her a sideways look as she veered toward the door to the Tim Hortons. What were you going to say? Mila tried an innocent look. It didn't work on base, but stateside, maybe it would. You were going to say that a constantly vibrating phone could be fun or interesting? Mila was glad that her already ruddy cheeks wouldn't show the blush she felt rising. She doffed her cap and tucked it under her arm as she negotiated her heavy duffel through the double doorways. I don't know what you mean. I'm ordained. I'm not dead. The hubbub inside the shop kept Mila from having to answer. After consultation, Tina ordered the beverages and refused Mila's attempt to pay for them, or at least her own cocoa. Transaction completed, Tina said, but just so you know, I keep my phone in the back pocket of my slacks, kind of hoping it'll work off the flab. So this is a serious case of being AWOL from your duties. It quickly became obvious that if people gave someone in military dress a bit of a berth, someone in religious garb got even more space. As soon as they both had their drinks, a threesome at a table near the window packed up the moment they walked up, everyone smiling and sharing Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Tina slid into the chair nearest the door. I'm sure they're panicking, and yet I'm sure they'll cope. Mila managed to get her duffel stowed so it wasn't in the way and set her patrol cap and gloves on top of it. She settled into the chair opposite Tina with a sigh of relief. The hot paper cup felt good against her fingers. Before she could think of something to add to their conversation, a black man with a bad stoop and vivid short white hair, in his 70s if he was a day, Mila thought, stopped next to their table. Excuse me. He nodded at Tina but fixed Mila with his owlish gaze. Are you back from Afghanistan?
Yes, sir. Just last night.
Were you in Kandahar?
No, sir. My unit is in Bagram. That's more than 500 clicks northeast of Kandahar.
So you wouldn't know about a corporal stationed there?
No, sir. I wouldn't. No news is always good news, though.
Thanks anyway, he said as he turned to the door. God bless now.
She sipped her hot cocoa. Tim Hortons was nothing to write home about, but two chocolatey sips cleansed her palate of the bitter coating left by what the base mess called coffee, and was commonly known to be the same acid the Navy used to remove barnacles.
You grimaced, Tina said.
I did. I didn't mind him asking me. Folks at home don't know the geography.
But not then.
When he left. When he said God bless.
Oh.
She blew into her cocoa and looked at Tina over the whipped cream.
Are we doing some kind of therapy confession thing here?
I'm sorry. Professional curiosity and hazard. Most soldiers find their way closer to God, nature of the environment. Mila wasn't sure just how much she wanted to share with a stranger. She wasn't about to be enlisted in God's army. One army was enough. As she dithered, Tina pulled the red knit cap off her head. Dark, thick curls fell down around her shoulders in a wild tangle.